And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. Insisting on in-person options statewide, Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt has announced a new policy aimed at reducing school quarantines for COVID-19. Students and staff exposed to COVID at school in a classroom setting will not be required to quarantine if everyone was wearing masks and protocols like social distancing were being followed. Stitt cited a 9-week study of 11 North Carolina districts last fall showing in-school transmission was rare. Those schools used a hybrid model where students attended twice a week with buildings at partial capacity, masks and distancing required, and daily health screenings conducted. Stitt continued to criticize districts like Oklahoma City and Tulsa Public Schools that have pushed back in-person returns amid rising COVID numbers, despite saying he supports local control.
Parents need the option to get their kids back in school. Decisions about school should be made by parents at the dinner table. Not at a union hall by people with their own agenda.
The governor's office said it consulted teachers in coming up with the new plan, including Education Secretary Ryan Walters, a member of the cabinet. The Oklahoma State Department of Education, however, was not consulted about the change. In a statement, State Superintendent Joy Hoffmeister said, quote, "I cannot in good conscience support ignoring quarantine guidelines from the CDC and other infectious disease experts," unquote. Tulsa Public Schools and the Tulsa Classroom Teachers Association issued a joint statement saying there's no indication COVID rates will decline soon without a statewide mask requirement. After the attack on the Capitol incited by President Trump last week, all 5 Oklahoma members of Congress voted against a House resolution urging the president's removal via the 25th Amendment. Tom Cole is the ranking member on the House Rules Committee. At a Tuesday committee meeting, he said he opposes the move on a jurisdictional level.
The House has no role in initiating Section 4 of the 25th Amendment, not even through a non-binding resolution, and we should not pretend otherwise.
The 25th Amendment allows the vice president and members of the cabinet to remove a sitting president. Cole says he has faith in Vice President Mike Pence's judgment. He, along with the rest of Oklahoma's House delegation, voted last week to object to the certification of President-elect Joe Biden's rightful win. I'm Chris Polansky. This is KWGS News.